Hello, I'm Veronica, Scaresbrick Vatican Radio, and I'm about to bring you the fourth in my series of programmes focusing on papal social encyclicals. On March the 26th, 1967, Paul VI promulgated his social encyclical Populorum Progressio on the development of peoples. In this document, the Pope called for all nations to initiate dialogue and collaboration so developing countries no longer risk being overwhelmed by debts whose repayment swallows up the greater part of their gains. In an effort to find out more about Populorum Progressio, I turned to Professor of Catholic Social Teaching at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas here in Rome, Dominican Alejandro Crosswaite.
Well, by the time of Paul VI in the 1960s, of course, the world again is in transformation. We're having a whole new way of looking at the world, as well as also we have the Vietnam War, so we have a lot of issues going on with regards to peace and war. But it's a whole different society.
Vatican II has already taken place.
Vatican II has already taken place, which already opened the church. So the church is also a very different church from the one we had during John the 23rd. And so everything is in movement. Everything is in transition. And I think in society especially, people are open to new possibilities. They're kind of discovering and researching, experimenting with different things, and personally as well as in society. Vatican II was very optimistic. Gaudium Spes basically calls the church to be servant in the world, to be attentive to the needs of the human person. And the principle that comes out of Gaudium Spes from 1965 is the whole question of human dignity. So that principle becomes canonized, let's say, at Gaudium Spes, where it sees the individual. And so we begin to talk about the subject, that the individual is a subject with the capability of transforming his world. So that's why I think Paul VI names this encyclical Populorum Progressio, the progress of the peoples. So he's discovering that, and so he talks about progress, and he talks about development. As countries are developing and so on, he has a special concern with the principle of solidarity with people. And so that becomes a new term. It won't be defined until John Paul II, but we already have the principle of solidarity. That means that we are not only aware and concerned of the problems of other people, but we're going to do something about it. So we are in solidarity with them. This becomes a principle that we are supposed to work together in developing the progress of people. And he also begins to use a new term that already develops in Latin America, but it's kind of new for Catholic social teaching, and that's the term liberation. So we have the beginnings of liberation theology in Latin America, and this begins to also influence Paul VI. So we hear about the liberation of people, and we hear a little bit about the call to integral liberation. So when he talks about development, the way it was seen at that time, especially in the secular world, was financial development. As long as we financially develop the different countries, we'll end poverty, we will end social problems that we're encountering. Paul VI reminds us the human person, based on Vatican II, the dignity of the human person, is more than just the material. It's also spiritual. So it has to be an integral, holistic development. And so that's why it's Populorum Progressio. But he also begins to talk about liberation. Liberation from those situations that somehow do not allow the human person to be all that they're called to be, to fulfill their human dignity. So we have Paul VI talking about this question of liberation, and which is already being spoken about in Latin American circles with theologians. The Conference of Medellin, which happens in 1968, so 1 year later, is already the beginnings of liberation theology. So this begins to also influence a little bit the thought of Paul VI. So we could say this is a new development also. So the call to a holistic progress, an integral progress of the peoples, but also the question about liberating from certain structures that somehow do not allow the dignity of the human person to be to its fullness.
So, listening to you, it seems to me that we talk about Paul VI as being a modern pope, and yet we've moved on from those ideas, haven't we?
Well, we have moved in one sense. There's still a big discussion among theologians, for example, what are we called to do, develop nations, or the question of development. Or are we called more to liberation, for example, which would be the big issue for liberation theology? So those are things that are still being discussed. I think development has been misunderstood many times to just simply mean a development progress, and progress by itself will bring a better society. But Paul VI, in one sense, continues to remind us it is the human person that is at the center of everything, and the human dignity. So progress for progress' sake, without considering the dignity of the human person, is not development at all. So in that sense, his principles are very much valuable even today.
Paul VI also has another considered minor document.
Yes, it's Octogesima Adveniens. And basically, one of the titles is Call to Action. And for me, actually, it's a very special document. It's a pastoral letter. It's not an encyclical. And for the first time in any writing of a pope, we see a pope saying, I don't know everything. So it's up to the local communities to take the principles of Catholic social teaching, see their reality, and see how those principles apply to their particular situation. So at the introduction of that document, he basically talks about that. And what I've been kind of mentioning throughout the conversation, that it's the seeing the worker or the common person as a subject. We see it very clearly in Octogesima Adveniens. So for me, that's where it starts, really, where he sees the church has principles to teach and principles to continue on, but we cannot give an answer to the whole problem. We're simply not capable, because every single country, every single community is different. And he acknowledges that. And that's the first time we ever hear that. And so he calls upon the local communities, grassroots movements, to start thinking about Catholic social teaching, about the scriptures, and how does that apply to their particular situation. In one sense, one could say that Paul VI is taking, again, liberation theology's method of doing theology, which is to see, to judge, and then to act. So it's a three way of doing theology in liberation theology. So he says, yeah, look at your particular situation. These are the principles, and how are you to act in your particular countries. So also we begin to see a lot of documents coming out from local conference of bishops addressing the social problems of their own country. Not that they had not been before this time, but we see more during this time, precisely because Paul VI is saying, this is what you're supposed to do. So I think it's a revolutionary document, actually. And this begins to change the perception of the church. The ecclesiology begins to change. What's called by Vatican II. Because the next big meeting is the Justitia in Mundo, which is the Bishop Synod, dealing with the issue of justice. So it's no longer the Holy Father, it's now the bishops of the world. So this call of a new change of ecclesiology, and the awareness that every local community is different with different problems, and that we cannot give an answer for all. It's a new development. I think it's encyclical.
You were listening there to Professor of Catholic Social Teaching at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas here in Rome, Dominican Alejandro Crosthwaite. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.